With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. While much work remains to be done, it is a solid victory for President Trump of the UN Security Council backing his plan for Gaza, which was welcomed by Israel but obviously rejected by Hamas. In New York, the BBC's Netta Tofik says the Trump blueprint covers the future security and governance of Gaza.
Donald Trump said the Board of Peace would be chaired by him and that its other members, the most powerful and respected leaders throughout the world, he said, would be named in the coming weeks. Under the resolution, the transitional board would oversee the reconstruction of Gaza and the delivery of humanitarian aid. The International Stabilization Force, or the ISF, would work with a Palestinian police force to achieve the demilitarization of Gaza. Russia and China did not exercise their vetoes, but abstained to let the resolution pass, largely because the Palestinian Authority and eight other Arab and Muslim nations backed it.
Both the House and Senate passing legislation to compel the Justice Department to publicly release its files on Jeffrey Epstein. President Trump says he will sign that measure. Danielle Bensky, who says she was abused by Epstein, saying his victims come from a variety of backgrounds, but they stand in solidarity wanting to stop such abuse.
We're united in the call for transparency, complete transparency, to find justice. Justice for our younger selves. These pictures that you see, they're real people. I wish I could go back and give my former self a hug and say, this matters and it's going to change, and mean it.
A panel of three federal judges blocking Texas from using a new congressional map the Republicans drew. Texas filing an appeal late Tuesday night with the Supreme Court. This is SRN News. In Europe, churches are burning.
The Observatory on Intolerance and Discrimination Against Christians in Europe has released a new study that indicates the number of arson attacks on houses of worship has doubled. There were 94 attempts to burn down churches on the continent in 2024, twice as many as the year before. Meanwhile, there were more than 2,200 separate attacks on Christians and their property last year, with the most taking place in France, followed by the United Kingdom. Michael Harrington reporting.
Poland's foreign minister says an auction of Holocaust artifacts has been canceled in Germany. That follows complaints from Holocaust survivors. The German auction house Felsmann was preparing to sell hundreds of artifacts, including letters written by prisoners and other documents that identify many people by name. Authorities say the items belong to the families of the victims and should only be displayed in museums. This is SRN News. Well, China has reportedly funneled billions of dollars in hidden loans to U.S. companies over the past quarter century. More from Rich Thomason.
A Virginia-based research firm says some of the money targeted industries key to U.S. national security. The study by Aid Data says Chinese interests channeled as much as $200 billion through offshore shell companies in the Cayman Islands, Bermuda, and elsewhere in a way that masked the origins. The money was then used by Chinese companies to buy stakes in American businesses. Rich Thomason reporting.
Kroger closing three automated fulfillment centers, part of an effort to make delivery operations faster and more profitable. In 2018, Kroger had partnered with a British firm to build warehouses where robots would pick and pack grocery delivery orders. Kroger says it just didn't work. More details at srnnews.com.